Jerry Bader Show, 10:53 on Friday. State Senator Joe Lipham announced he will not be seeking a recount in the 6th Congressional District. I said I would have understood if Joe had. I'm glad he didn't. It wouldn't have changed anything. Already then, in the wake of that, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has a piece. Is 6th Congressional District ultra-conservative? Some say no. Well, that's because, of course, Glenn Grothman, they are trying to depict, who is now the nominee, as a radical, unhinged, right-wing, ultra-conservative, which he is not. But they're trying to portray him that way. Out of step, they're trying to Aikenize him. That would be Todd Aiken of legitimate rape infamy. That's what they're going to do now. They've been holding back. They've been holding back because they want to make sure it's going to be Glenn. Now it's going to be Glenn. Well, yeah, you know, the 6th Congressional District's not a bunch of radical righties. Glenn's going to have a hard time. This is not going to be easy. Well, as I predict, my prediction is the left's going to spend some money to see if they can Aikenize him. And if they get numbers showing it's working, then they're going to be all in. That's what I believe is going to happen. Over the weekend, the Sunday morning talking head shows and just commentary everywhere, raising serious questions, criticizing President Obama for allowing ISIS to get out of hand as it had. And what does he do now? Okay, do we airstrike Syria in trying to control the evil? And by the way, the New York Times says you're not supposed to call them evil. Yeah, you got to be careful with that stuff. They're kind of like the evil empire thing with the Soviet Union. Give me a break. They are evil personified. And now, if the president is going to be able to contain them, if we are going to be able to contain them, this is going to be very difficult. I mean, do we actually want to get in bed with Bashar Assad in Syria? Can you imagine that? That's what this has come to? Where these bastards are so evil. Al-Qaeda, Assad, and us are all on the same team. Think about that. Let that resonate. Yet this is the same entity that back in January he called the JV team. Not a serious threat. So what does he do now? What are the right answers? How deeply do we go into Syria? And do we try to get Bashar Assad's blessing? I mean, talk about the enemy of your enemy being your friend, but good God, he's an enemy of us, too. This is where we're at. And, of course, a lot of this goes back. The criticism started with that horrible optic of going on that golf, returning to the golf course after speaking of Foley's death. Maureen Dowd is an uber liberal. She has a column that appeared in Sunday's New York Times. I do not have time to read the whole thing, but I'll give you a taste here. 4 score and 7 trillion rounds ago, our four caddies brought forth on this continent a new playground conceived by Robert Trent Jones and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal when it comes to spending as much time on the links as possible, even when it seems totally inappropriate. Like moments after making a solemn statement condemning the grisly murder of a 40-year-old American. I know reporters didn't get a chance to ask questions, but I had to bounce. I had a 1 p.m. tee time at the Vineyard Golf Club with Alonzo Mourning and a part owner of the Boston Celtics. Hillary and I agreed when we partied with Vernon Jordan up here, hanging out with celebrities and rich folks is fun. Now we're engaged in a great civil divide in Ferguson, which does not even have a golf course, and that's why I had a logistical issue with going there. We are testing whether that community or any community so conceived and so dedicated can long endure when the nation's leader wants nothing more than to sink a birdie putt. We are met on a great field of that battle. Not Augusta, not Pebble Beach, not Bethpage Black, not Burning Tree, but Farmnet Golf Club in Martha's Vineyard, which we can't get enough of. Me, Alonzo, Ray Allen, and Marvin Nicholson, my trip director and favorite golfing partner, who has played 134 rounds and counting with me. We have to dedicate a portion of that field as the final resting place for my presidency. If I keep swinging from behind, good God, this is good. This is Maureen Dowd. Yet it is altogether fitting and proper that I should get to play as much golf as I want, despite all the lame jokes about how golf is turning into a real handicap for my presidency and how I have to stay the course with ISIL. I've heard all the carping that I should be in the sit room droning and plinking the bad folks. I know some people think I should go to Ferguson. Don't they understand that I've delegated the Martin Luther King Jr. thing to Eric Holder? Plus, Valerie Jarrett and Al Sharpton have it under control. I know it doesn't look good to have pictures of me grinning in a golf cart juxtaposed with the ones of James Foley's parents crying and a distraught David Cameron, Prime Minister, rushing back from his vacation after only one day, and the Pentagon news conference with Chuck Hagel and General Dempsey on the failed mission to rescue the hostages in Syria. And she goes on and on. It's blistering. It is blistering criticism. You can argue whether he doesn't care. You could argue whether he's just incompetent. That he really doesn't get it. In the final analysis, it doesn't matter. This is an existential threat to the entire free world. And at the moment, it has no leader. 10:58. 8 minutes to rush. There you have a lovely one, won't you?
The Jerry Bader Show.